conditional use number 2483 for Andrew Lewandowski for a roofing and siding contractor business with indoor and outdoor storage on land zoned AR1 based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the applicant operates a roofing and siding contracting business from the site. His business has expanded to the point where a conditional use is required. Two, the applicant's family owns the land that surrounds the site and the applicant's family resides in the home on the property. Three, the business use is primarily located at the rear of the applicant's property where it would have the least impact of any neighboring properties and will not be visible from Route 9. Four, DelDOT has stated that the traffic generated by the proposed use will not have a negative impact on the neighboring roadways. Five, there will be little or no customer traffic to the site and most employees will meet at an off-site job location. Materials are generally delivered to off-site locations as well. Six, the proposed use will not alter the character of the surrounding area in any manner and substantially limits the impairs the use and enjoyment of the surrounding properties. There are also several other commercial and offices use in the vicinity of this site. Seven, the use of the public or semi-public character that is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area of the county. Eight, the property is served by an on-site well and an on-site septic system. Nine, no parties appear in opposition to the application. 10, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the property shall be used for a roofing and siding contracting business with indoor and outdoor storage in addition to the existing residents on the property. B, all vehicle or equipment repairs shall be conducted inside existing or future buildings located within the site. C, one indirectly lighted sign shall be permitted. This shall not be larger than 32 square foot per side. D, the hours of operation shall be between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and on Saturdays between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. No Sunday hours shall be permitted. E, any outdoor lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadway. F, any dumpsters on the site shall be screened from the view of the neighboring properties and roadways. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. G, the applicant shall comply with any DelDOT requirements for the entrance and roadway improvements. H, any violations of these conditions of approval may result in termination of his conditional use. I, all outside storage of construction materials shall only occur in the areas shown in the final site plan. These locations shall be clearly identified on the site with fencing, bins, enclosures, or other designations. J, all vehicular parking areas shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. K, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
A second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2483, Andrew Lewandowski. Mr. Passwaters, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Allen?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0.